Morrow and Harper Audio present City of Dreams, a novel by Don Winslow, performed by Ari Fliakos. To teachers, without you, these books would never be written or read. Of wars and a man I sing, an exile driven on by fate. Virgil, the Aeneid, Book One. Daybreak, Anza Borrego Desert, California, April 1991. At last the day was breaking, the morning star on the rise. Virgil, the Aeneid, Book Two. Danny should have killed them all. He knows that now. Should have known it then. You rip 40 million in cash from people in an armed robbery. You shouldn't leave them alive to come after you. You should take their money and their lives. But that ain't Danny Ryan. It's always been his problem. He still believes in God. Heaven and hell and all that happy crap. He's pushed the button on a few guys, but it was always a him or them situation. The robbery wasn't. Danny had them all zip-tied, flat on the floor or the ground, helpless, and his guys wanted to put bullets in the backs of their heads. Execution style, like they say. They'd do it to us, Kevin Coombs said to him. Yeah, they would, Danny thought. Popeye Abarca was notorious for killing not only the people who ripped him off, but their entire families, too. Popeye's head guy had even told Danny that. Looked up from the floor, smiled, and said, "You and all your families, muerte, and not fast either." We came for the money, not a massacre, Danny thought. Tens of millions of dollars in cash to start new lives, not keep reliving the old ones. The killing had to stop. So he took their money and left them their lives. Now he knows it was a mistake. He's on his knees with a gun to his head. The others are tied, bound wrist and ankle, stretched on poles, looking down at him with pleading, terrified eyes. The desert air is cold at dawn, and Danny shivers as he kneels in the sand with the sun coming up and the moon a fading memory. A dream. Maybe that's all life is, Danny thinks. A dream. Or a nightmare. Because even in dreams, Danny thinks, you pay for your sins. An acrid smell pierces the crisp, fresh air. Gasoline. Then Danny hears, "You watch while we burn them alive, then you." So this is how I die, he thinks. The dream fades. The long night is over. The day is breaking. Part One. In some neglected land, Rhode Island, December 1988. Exiles now, searching earth for a home in some neglected land. Virgil, the Aeneid, Book Three. One. They leave a little after dawn. A cold northeast wind. Is there any other kind? Danny thinks. Blows off the ocean like it's giving them the bum's rush. He and his family, or what's left of it, with his crew and cars behind him, spread out so they don't look like the refugee convoy they are. Danny.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?